Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith. Today's message is by Pastor Clive Urquhart.
This earthen vessel. Your gentleness in one moment, your love in the next. Mercy. In another moment, expression of your passionate heart for people being saved and for the lost. At that moment when that needs to be expressed in prayer, in an action. You've already made provision for every moment. Father, it's crazy to think that I sometimes try and do stuff in my own strength or worry about this, that, or the other when you've taken care of it all. And you say, come and abide in me. Come and remain in me. Abide in my word. Abide in my presence. Let me reveal who I am to you moment by moment. Live in the fullness of who I am all of the time. Let your mind be at rest because you have the mind of Christ. You have my mind. Let your mind be at rest. As you engage your heart, your spirit with me, everything else will find rest. Your mind, your emotions, your body. I've called you to live in this place with me, this place of a great rest of who I am, as the great I am. And it's in this place that the anointing of my Holy Spirit flows. It's in this relationship with me, in this place with me, that everything I've called and purposed for your life, both as a believer but also as a body of people, it's in this place, in this kind of relationship, that everything I've purposed and promised will be outworked, will be seen. In terms of fruitfulness and fruit that's going to last. See, what are you doing? You're just abiding in who I am. And as you abide in me, the flow of my life flows through you. And as the flow of my life flows through you, then I'll produce the fruit in you that I've appointed you to fruit and to bear that brings glory to my name, that glorifies me. Because my spirit in you is the spirit of glory. It reveals who I am to you. My spirit reveals who I am. It reveals me in my glory. Spirit in you is he is the spirit of righteousness and holiness. So many pressures that pull you left and right and to be this, that, and the other. But as you're hidden in me and as you live in this rest of me, it's like your shield of faith is there, quenching every fire of the enemy, every fiery dart, every negativity, every accusation. You seek to cultivate this great rest, this total well-being. Relationship with me. It's the highway of holiness. And my word says that no lion or bear or fierce animal can come onto that highway of holiness. Nothing can come onto that place because it's holy. And as you abide in me and remain in me and I abide in you and remain in you, then that shield of faith, the sword of the Spirit, the helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth around your waist holding things together, and the shoes of the gospel, you're clothed in who I am. There's no access point for the enemy as you're clothed in me, as you rest in me, as you abide in me. It's a place of victory. It is a place of overcoming. But it's not something that you have to rise and try and accomplish in your own strength. It's what you live in and walk in and find you have your being in as you rest in me. I'm doing a lot in this place of rest, because all the action is me at work in you and through you. As you walk moment by moment, saying, Father, I want to live and walk moment by moment surrendered to you, to your voice. To who you are. And you live with an awareness of my presence with you at all times. You live with a reverence and an awe of who I am. You're aware of my presence with you because you're walking moment by moment with me. It means you're prepared in season and out of season. It means you're ready and prepared at any moment for whatever it is that I want to do and say in you or through you. I'm calling you as a church to live in this place with me, to cultivate my presence in your life, to be a people of habitation where I live amongst you and, and you and me in this way. Everything that I've purposed in terms of vision and destiny and mandates and everything that I've placed upon you as a mantle, it's going to flow from this place. There's nothing that you can accomplish in your own strength, in your own might, and in your own power. All of that would be like wood, hay and stubble that just gets burnt up and there's nothing to show. But as you seek to walk in me and abide in me, there's fruit that will remain. See, I'm the God of breakthrough. My name is breakthrough. My name is, I am the breaker, the one that shatters, the one that destroys, the one that casts down, the one that eliminates, the one that deals with everything negative, with the opposition, with the enemy, with anything that would seek to come against my purposes. I am the breaker. I'm the one that overcomes and gives victory. But you live and move in that as you abide in me, as you remain in me. See, I am the one who goes before you and breaks out before you, because I am the great I am. I am the breakthrough. I am the breaker. And then, as my word says there in Micah, you can then come through the gates, because I'm the one that's gone before you to break open the way. There is nothing that can stand against the people, the living in the great rest of the great I am. No power, no principality, no height nor depth, no angel or demon, no plan of man, no army, no opposition, whatever it might be, can stand against my people. That doesn't mean there won't be opposition. It doesn't mean there won't be flack. It doesn't mean, because as a people seek to live in this way with me, then the enemy's going to seek to take you out. I'm not inviting you to a cakewalk. I'm not inviting you just to a place of nirvana where suddenly everything's just nice and cool and there's no problems ever again in life. Calling you to be a holy people, to live in me and abide in me. Because there are my purposes that are to be outworked, to be fulfilled. And I call my church to be a people in relationship with me in this way, to walk with me in this way, to abide with me in this way. Anything outside of this is frustration. Anything outside of this is hard work. Anything outside of this, you'll be ill at ease in your life. But in me there is everything that you'll ever need. If you haven't already, whatever you need to, lay it before him this morning. Lay it before him this morning. Decisions, Father, I give them to you right now. I'm not going to try and work it out anymore. Scenarios, stuff, whatever it is, Father, I lay it before you right now. I choose to trust you today. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Some of you are asking God for answers for this, that, and the other. Just lay it before him and release it. Let it go. It's a moment of trust. Do I trust him? Do I need to keep reminding him? God knows our needs more than he knows before we know they're even going to come up. The amazing thing is, he's already made provision for whatever it is in our lives. And as we abide in him and walk in him, then whatever moment that is ahead, as we live in the moment today, this moment now, as we walk by moment, we'll walk into all those things along the way. Whatever it is, wisdom, provision, peace, health, job, friends being saved, family members coming back to him. Whatever it is. Father, I thank you for your rule and reign. For your rule and reign. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. See, this is not just a place as in a moment and then you're going to come from it and go and do whatever. But I believe God is saying that the breakthroughs he's speaking about and what we heard about the other night on Wednesday, P-A-R-A-T-S, parats, Hebrew word for breaking out. Which then leads to breakthrough. All of that is in this place. So as you abide in him and he abides in you, and as you live moment by moment in the great rest, there is revelation of who he is. He reveals who he is, and when he reveals who he is and shows you who he is, there's a breaking out afresh of God in your life. Because you're overwhelmed with who he is. He shows you something of himself and you're overwhelmed at that moment. It's like, God, you're amazing. Or you're humbled or you hit the deck or whatever it might be at that moment before God, because he reveals something of himself. And there's a breaking out, there's a fresh release of God, which will lead to breakthrough. This is where the energema of God is, the energy of God, the movement of God. It's in this great rest, the great I am. This is where the power of God is at work. This is where the Holy Spirit rests upon us, comes upon us and works in and through. In the Old Testament, there's many references to when the Holy Spirit came upon people. It says the Holy Spirit came, or the Spirit of the Lord came upon David or Samuel or Samson, whoever it was, in power. See, it's not a power of our own. It's not something we have to stir up, wind up, get going, try and feel. As you abide and remain in Him, as you cultivate His presence and walking with Him, being with Him, the Spirit of the Lord is on you in power. But then in Acts 1:8, we see what happened when they received the Holy Spirit because of what Jesus had said. You need to wait for the promise, wait for the gift. Don't do anything until you have received power from on high. What had they been doing? 10 days of being with God. 10 days of being in the great rest. Then the Holy Spirit didn't just come upon them, but the Holy Spirit came in them. Then they began to move in the power of the Holy Spirit because they were walking and abiding in Him, and the power of the Holy Spirit was released in and through them. And all kinds of things began to happen in terms of lives being transformed and saved and healed. And even within a short space of time, the religious leaders said, "You guys have turned the whole city upside down." It was really the work of God in and through them, wasn't it? I don't know if the picture is on the screen that we're going to have up during the word. This is kind of the word this morning, but it's a picture of a massive scene. I don't know if you can pick up all the ins and outs in it, but in Job 37, verses 2 through to 5, it speaks about the sound of His voice being like thunder, and the roar of His voice, and lightning going to the ends of the earth, coming from His throne. And we serve and we're in relationship with a God who is intimate with us, intimate with us. And He is jealous for an intimate relationship with you and I, intimacy. He wants a closer intimacy with you and I than you may have with your husband or your wife. And when we speak about intimacy, there is that gentle, intimate embrace and union, oneness with Him. Relationship of love. His love is gentle, but yet His love is powerful. But from that relationship of intimacy and that flow of life, walking in Him and abiding in Him, He wants to reveal the awesome nature and character of who He is as well. So there's times when we rise in Him. We rise in Him in prayer and in worship and in the prophetic, in the dimension, the flow of who He is, where we begin to pray in a way that there's a breaking out of God, there's a breaking through of God, there's a release of the purposes of God. And when God roars and thunders, nations are shaken and peoples are shaken and the enemy is routed, crushed, defeated, destroyed. When there's a breaking out of God, it says that the devil is routed and smashed and demolished and ruined. But that rising is what happens in him. It's not us then trying to step into our own strength and power and ability to rise up. It's the movings of the Holy Spirit. And one moment there's an intimacy and an abiding in God in such a very intimate way. But then another moment, the Holy Spirit rises in us. And he wants to express then the heart of the Father, the heart of God through our life, to contend, to pray, to break through in prayer in a certain way, to intercede with words that groans cannot express, or with groans that words cannot express. And it's the shiftings and movings of the Holy Spirit in your life and in my life and in us as a people. It's like the shiftings of the Holy Spirit, the movements of the Holy Spirit that God so much wants us to be aware of, sensitive to, so that any moment as we're walking with him, in that moment he says, I want to intercede. In that moment I want you to exalt me. In that moment I want intimacy. In this moment I want this or that or the other. And it's walking so in tune and being so at one with him that we're available in our lives at any moment, so that no matter what comes our way, we don't react, we don't throw the baby out with the bathwater, we don't rise up and give somebody a hard time, but in a moment of challenge, what comes is grace, mercy, love, compassion, forgiveness. It's not reacting to situations, to circumstances. But it's seeking to live and cultivate, abiding, remaining, being hidden in him. Living in that Sabbath rest, living in that great rest of the great I am. See, the Spirit also is the Spirit of faith. You can't get faith from here or there or wherever trying to find faith. You receive faith as he speaks. He authors faith in you. And as you abide in him, as you remain in him, as you walk in him, faith is being authored, because there's a flow of his voice. There's a flow of him speaking as you're abiding in him. As you're remaining in him, there's a flow of his voice speaking. Therefore, there's a flow of life. There's a flow of faith being authored in our life, because he's speaking about himself. He's revealing who he is. He's speaking about what he wants to do. He ignites, authors faith, because he is the Spirit of faith. And then you find you begin to speak those words of life. What comes out of your mouth is the Spirit of faith. Because you're speaking the words of life that he's been speaking to you. And as he speaks words of life to you, it brings revelation, it brings understanding, it brings whatever you might need at that moment. And then you begin to speak that, you declare that. Why? Because that's what's real on the inside of you. That's what you're living in on the inside. That's what's more alive and stronger on the inside of you than the circumstances are saying, or the situation says, or the facts say. Because on the inside, he's been speaking, he's been revealing, he's been showing who he is and what he's saying. And what's on the inside rises up. It's stronger than what's on the outside. Fear doesn't have an opportunity to take root or to get a grip or to put a hook in you. Why? Because you're living in the one where there is no fear. You're living in the one where you're saying, Father, I trust you. Therefore, I don't have to fear. Because fear says, I need to try and handle this. I need to try and sort out what I need to do and what I'm going to say or how I'm going to handle this one. But abiding, remaining, living in him, says, thank you, Father, that you're in charge, you're in control. Thank you that you know, you know, you know. See, living in the great rest, there's fulfillment. There is an amazing, holy satisfaction on the inside of you, that you don't have to go looking here or there or the other to satisfy your soul or to find a need being met, because everything is met right here in him. Everything is met in Him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. See, right now, many of you are abiding in Him. God's overwhelming many people, and it's in this place it is so easy to receive from Him, because you're not trying to receive in your own strength. You're not trying to get something from God. As you abide in Him, as you remain in Him, as you rest in Him, it's a great place. It is the only place to receive. You find there's a flow of healing in your life. Healing physically. Healing emotionally. Healing mentally. In whatever way that you need to receive, this is the place, in the great rest of the great I Am. It's a place of fulfillment. It's the place of holy satisfaction. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. See, what happens in this place, there's a gentle spirit. It's one of the fruit of the Spirit, isn't it? Gentleness. It's like this kind of, it gets cultivated in you. But that doesn't mean you're always expressing everything God wants to do. Well, that's not very gentle, is it? Sometimes, because sometimes when we pray, it's not gentle. It's full of power, might, authority. Still done with a gentle heart, but it's expressed in a way that has might and power, expression of the Holy Spirit through it. See, the things of the Spirit are different than the natural, aren't they? It's easy to think, well, the way that God wants to express Himself sometimes, that's not really my nature, that's not really my character, I'm not really that kind of person. What a great thing is with the Holy Spirit. He makes you like Jesus, because He's the Spirit of Jesus. And the things of the Spirit are not things of the natural. And as we surrender our natural selves, if you like, to the Holy Spirit, how do we do that? We lay everything before Him. Surrender to His Word. You find there's an expression of the Holy Spirit and His life in you and through you. So at any given moment, He can express Himself how He wants to be expressed. Father, I thank You that You just move us forward as a people, moment by moment. Father, would You just teach us what it means to live in the great rest of the great I Am. Teach us what it means to abide in You, remain in You. Teach us what it means to walk with clean hands and a pure heart. Teach us, Father, to walk in You and in Your ways. Because everything You've said to us as a people can only be fulfilled living in this way. Father, we know we're not perfect and we know we're not going to get it right all the time. But yet, as we set our hearts towards you, we thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are in us to enable us to live and walk with you in this way. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's stand together, shall we? Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Sorry, I'm not saying sorry. This didn't all come out in the way that I was expecting it to. I was going to give you a bit of a preach this morning. But the Holy Spirit obviously has got different ideas. And we want to be led by the Holy Spirit, is that right? I know it's been quite gentle, what the whole feel of it, and that's fine. But don't just take from how God has been speaking this morning that everything's got to be gentle. Because there is a massive warrior side to who God is. But I believe one of the reasons maybe why God's been just speaking like he has the way he has this morning is because there's an intimacy that he wants with every one of us. There's an abiding that he wants with every one of us. And I know God has, in me personally, I know I've prayed in tongues a lot more the last couple of months. A lot more. And many different types of tongues as well. Not just the same kind of tongue, but when I've, in different ways, especially when God said, I want you to, or he's led me to pray for something or in a certain way in a different kind of tongue and all of that. And I know part of the stirring up that's been happening in my own spirit, my own life, has been as I've been praying in tongues and the Holy Spirit's been doing certain things in me and speaking to me. But at the same time, just being cultivating, abiding, remaining, being in his presence, worshipping him, wanting to just be overwhelmed with him, being taken, consumed, infused with him, and to walk in him and live in him in that way. But what I've found is there's a much greater diversity of expression of who he is at any given moment in me through all of that stuff. And sometimes it's been just on my face before God, can't say anything because God's just said, well, he hasn't said it. I've got to get before him like that. Other times I've been walking up and down praying in the Spirit and I'm like, wow, I've never prayed in this tongue before. This is a new one. Wow, this is like, and it's really expressive. It's not necessarily fast, but it has loads of expression to it. Praying about a situation and it's like God showed me some of the things I was praying, but what he was doing while I was praying. Then there's other times in time at worship where it's really intimate, but other times just expression of just how amazing, how powerful, how wonderful. And my whole body hasn't been able to express enough. My body can't in itself express how amazing, massive, incredible God is. Because God's so much bigger, isn't he? He's way beyond our ability to be able to praise him. Our bodies can't actually express enough of who he is or even handle sometimes how amazing he is. That's why we get so overwhelmed and we fill up, we cry, or we just break down, or we hit the deck or whatever, because in some way or other we're trying to express how he's revealing to ourselves and our response to him. And you're just saying, God, you're just amazing. You're more than I could ever ask or imagine. You're beyond compare. I don't even know the words, God. You're so amazing, so fantastic, so immeasurable, so mighty, whatever it is. Seeing God is after you and me, he's after our hearts, he's after our lives, he's after you and me, he's after us. Yes, he's got loads and loads he wants to do, but he wants to do it through a people that are totally captured and taken with him, infused with him, in love with him, and given to him, and that have allowed him to just take over in their lives. He's after that kind of people. That's what he's after. He is jealous for every fiber of your being. He's jealous to consume every part of who you are, every cell, every muscle, every tissue, every fiber of your being. He longs to infuse and feel and just saturate you with himself. He loves you with an everlasting love. He loves you with an unfailing love. There is nothing that can separate you from his love. He went to the cross and gave his best, gave his all. That's how much he loves. That's how much he longs. That's how jealous he is for you. That he said, I'm going to come myself, and I'm going to come in my son, and I'm going to go to the cross, and I'm going to take everything upon myself. Because I'm passionate for intimacy. I'm passionate for relationship. However you want to describe it, one way can be the fire of God in your life. Consuming with him. He's after a church that is consumed with him. Not just this one, but every church. Every church in the orchard that we've been hearing about. He wants every church to be consumed with fire, on fire. God's calling us. He's calling us. We're halfway through our 40 days. I don't know what your response has been to him, but he's calling you. He's calling you. He's calling you, wooing you. Come on, church. My bride, my love. I want you. I long for you. I want you. It's like he's saying, forsake everything else and long for me. As you abide in me in this way and live in me in this way, you find your marriage will be transformed. You find your kids' lives will begin to shift and change, and you find family members will begin to come to know me. You find that stuff begins to happen at work. Things will happen around you. Because you'll be led in a different way. I'll be revealed in a different way. I'll show up in and through your lives in different ways. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Give me space and I'll come and fill it in your life. Give me space and I will fill it with who I am. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy One. Thank you, Holy One. Father, we don't deserve you at all. We don't deserve you at all. But yet, you've made us acceptable. You've made us worthy. You've made us your children. One of the ways the Holy Spirit is described is the spirit of sonship. He's made you and me sons of his. He's adopted us into his family as sons of his. And the spirit of sonship, that spirit of adoption, has brought you out of being an orphan, separated from God, has brought you into sonship, brought you into relationship. How amazing is our Father? How amazing is God the Father? Praise your name, Father. Praise your name, Father. Praise your name, Father. Praise your name, Father. Praise your name. Just lift your hands, maybe. Just worship him and give him adoration. Just thank him. He is jealous for you. He longs after you. He wants you. He is passionate about you. You're his bride. We're his bride. He is working in us so we become that spotless bride that he's going to come back for, that he's on his way for at some point or sometime. You know, whenever that is, but we want to live as a spotless bride, as a spotless bride today, in him. Oh, Father, we thank you. We praise your name. Continue to reveal more of who you are, Father. Continue to show us more of who you are, that we'd be captivated, overwhelmed, blown away, bowled over, in awe and reverence, living in the fear of who you are, walking on this highway of holiness. Walking in this way with you, moving moment by moment in you, in the power of your Holy Spirit, seeing your life expressed in us and through us in any way, in any given moment, how you want to express that and work your life in us and through us. Father, I praise you. I thank you. You're amazing. You're amazing. You're amazing. You're amazing. You're amazing. Come on, let's give God a shout of praise and thanksgiving. He's so amazing. Oh, so amazing, so amazing, so awesome, Lord, so awesome, Lord, so awesome, Lord. Jesus, Jesus, you are beautiful, beautiful. Beautiful, Jesus. Beautiful, beautiful. Father, we pray for this united meeting this evening where the churches are coming together. Father, I thank you for the flow and the life of your Spirit tonight. Father, I thank you no matter what kind of churchmanship is going to show up in that building tonight, we thank you that you are there. And I thank you that you will go beyond for every person who's going to be there. You go beyond whoever they think that you are. Whatever we've known before. Father, I ask you that you would show up and reveal who you are to every person tonight. Father, I ask you that you would grace us with your presence. That we would take nothing for granted and just rock up and do whatever. But we would go, certainly me and the guys here or playing or whatever. Father, we want to go in the fear and the reverence of who you are. Available for whatever you want to do, Jesus, tonight. However you want to work in your church, in your people. Father, I thank you for such a love for every person. It would be like you ministering to your people tonight. And Father, I ask you for a great response from people. The spirit of faith would be there working, moving. Spirit of life would be at work. Wisdom and revelation to reveal who you are. Father, I thank you for breakthroughs tonight in people's lives. Just want to encourage us. I know it might not be practical for everybody to be there with kids and family and stuff. But if you can make it tonight, let's go and be a blessing to the church in Horsham. Let's be a blessing to our brothers and sisters, fellow believers in Christ. Let's be a blessing to them tonight. Let's be part of filling that place with praise and worship, adoration to who God is. Father, we thank you. We praise your mighty name. Amen. Amen. Just turn to somebody else and say, God is beyond words.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.